This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Bold the Pod.
Hello, everybody. What's up, Caps fans? How's it going? Welcome to What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. We got an early Christmas gift for everybody out there because we've only got two games to talk about. Wednesday night rivalry night is coming up, screwing up our rhythm.
But how dare they?
I know. Joining us as always, Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
I'm furious.
Why is that?
I don't know. I wasn't really expecting a follow-up question. I don't actually care.
Well, that's not good. You got to care. The Caps winning streak is officially over.
Well, that I care about, obviously, because every other team in the freaking division is still winning. Though it's not – I mean, like, the Caps are currently sitting in fifth, but it's not as bad as it seems. The Rangers are in first with 47 points, calm down, sir. The Caps have 41 points, are sitting in fifth, but they've only played 30 games. So they've played four less games. So if the Caps were to win those four additional games, they are then ahead of the Rangers. For those of you who are doing math, I'll put them at 49 points. They've played two less games than the Penguins, and they're 4 points behind them, so technically they could be tied with the Pens. They've played one more game than Columbus and are 3 points behind them, so that's interesting, something to keep an eye on. Columbus, I have to imagine they're going to start fading, but they definitely don't look like they're going to be anytime soon. They have currently have a goal differential of plus 37. Columbus may be the team to watch out for this year. And then there's the Flyers, who I think are partially just riding that hot streak they went on there. In their last 10, they went 8-1-1. They are 1 point ahead of the Capitals, but they have played four additional games. So I imagine the Caps go on a little bit of winning streak, and they will pass the Flyers. And then you have Carolina, New Jersey, and the Islanders, but they all suck.
Well, this is kind of funny, the fact that Columbus is doing so well when you said at the beginning of the year...
It's not the first time.
Yeah, but you said at the beginning of the year the New Jersey Devils were your team to watch, that they were going to be the ones that were going to give everybody a run for their money.
Hey, man, ain't over yet.
Now it's Columbus. Columbus, everybody was talking about last year and nothing happened. What is it about this Columbus team that they're going... They look hot right now. What is it?
Well, first, let me apologize to Devils fans out there. I'm very sorry, Ming Chen. I don't know. I mean, Columbus, they've got a stellar goaltending. They've been playing well. Their last 10, they're 9-0-1. They're a nine-game winning streak, which is ridiculous. I mean, I think they may be one of the hottest teams in the NHL right now. Let's see, who else? Minnesota's got a seven-game winning streak. That's not bad. Chicago's on a five-game winning streak. That's pretty much it. I mean, Columbus is playing very well right now. Tortorella's got that team doing good things, but as we've seen in the past, Tortorella finds a way to piss people off, and then the team's struggling. He's out of there. But they play the least amount of games in the Metropolitan Division, and they have 44 points. That's not bad. Like I said, a plus 37 goal differential. They're playing very well. At home, they're 10-3-1. On the road, they're 10-2-3. So they're doing very well right now. And I think a lot of credit needs to go to the coaching staff and putting these players together.
And that sucks for Caps fans to know that.
Not necessarily, because the way I'm looking at these standings, the Capitals have a very good chance to catch up to the rest of these teams because they've played less games than them. Capitals just need to keep winning.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I feel like that's just the best thing for them right now is just win the rest of your games. If you can go ahead and just win the next 52 straight, you'll be fine.
That sounds like a plan to me, but didn't sound like the Caps' plan this past Saturday night when they went up against Montreal. The Canadiens came to D.C., and they left town with a rather easy win for them. Capitals did not look good on Saturday. I'm a little concerned here. The Capitals were only able to get 21 shots in the entire game. That shouldn't even be... That should be like the first two periods, 21 shots. Right. That's like you're not going to win games making just 21 shots on goal.
No, it's not very often that may happen. However, I do feel like they kind of ran into a situation with Montreal where Montreal was upset. Carey Price was upset at his teammates with the way they played, I believe, the night before or in their prior game. And he was out there to prove a point. I think the players were out there to prove a point. I think the Capitals were just at the receiving end of another team that was going through something right then. So I'm not overly concerned at the moment about that. But there's been some concerns about this team for a while now in terms of the way they've been playing.
But, I mean, this is something that, they ran into a hot goalie. They ran into a team that was upset, had something to prove. But the Capitals still, that 21 shots on goal, that says something more about the Caps more than it does the Canadiens. It's not like, they were able to get shots off and he was blocking everything and was a brick wall in front of the net. This was 21 shots. I mean, yeah, maybe it was they ran into a good defense. But 21 shots, that's unheard of. I don't know.
Some parts of the game that I was seeing, I admit I didn't see the full game with, family in town and such like that. But it didn't look like they were a team that was necessarily – they're looking for the perfect shot again, and they weren't looking for the garbage goals. And we've seen that team do this before.
Now, in the third period, I want to point this out, there were just 5 shots on goal. 5! That should not happen in any sort of professional hockey game. 5 shots on goal.
Yeah, especially when you're down.
When you're down. Like, why was there no urgency for this team to get something going? Were the lines not connecting? Why just 5 shots on goal in the third period?
I don't know. If I'm the coaching staff, that would not have been my call. I would have been flipping out. Why are you guys not pushing harder, both figuratively and literally? When you're down, you expect that you'll be taking shot after shot, especially – it was a home game, right?
Yes.
Or no? Yeah, yeah. So you're at home. You're in your arena. It makes the most sense for you to push, push, and push. And now, in a way, team is going to shut down a little bit when they're on the road, especially when they're up and they sit back, and that should give you more opportunities to take shots. And they weren't doing that, and that's why one of the reasons why they were on the unfortunate end of that game.
Now, of course, the offense we're talking about, that definitely had a struggle, but the Caps had 4 power plays against Montreal, and they only got 3 shots off during the power play. That is also something to be concerned about.
Wait, say those numbers again?
They got 4 power plays.
That's this many, Brandon. 4.
Yes, 4. Count them with your fingers.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
And then they got 3 shots.
Wait a minute, Brandon. That's 1 less the amount of power plays they had.
Correct.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
No, it does not.
Well, I don't know.
Is this something that we got to be concerned about going forward?
I think you and I need to go in and we need to talk to Coach Trotz.
Tell him how to do it.
Excuse me, Barry. Excuse me, we're podcasters. We need to have a chat with you, sir. This isn't working out.
I'm worried about the offense. I am. We see this in the playoffs all the time, that this team, for some reason, lacks any sort of offensive mind out there. There's like no urgency to get these points. We're not seeing stars like Evgeny Kuznetsov or TJ Oshie or even Alex Ovechkin to a certain extent come out and take shots on goal. We see a lot of passing. Like you said, there's a lot of the let's have this be the perfect goal. There's no
the higher light reel. Well, Ovechkin's been doing okay in his last.
He has. But
5 games, he's got 4 points. Yeah.
But still, this is something that concerns me as a Caps fan because they have so many offensive tools. They should be getting way more than 21 shots in an entire 60-minute game. And they should be going way more on the power play. 4 power plays, 3 shots on goal. That should not happen. They're a man up on this other team. How are they getting outplayed when, they are getting – when it's 5-on-4 or something like that?
That's a good question. That's a question for Coach Trotz. It's definitely a problem. I mean, right now the team have the 11th best power play percentage at 19.6.
And they were great last year. I mean,
that's true. I mean, the Columbus Blue Jackets have the best at 27.7%, which is impressive. They're 7th on the PK, so that's good. But I'm curious to see if it's the personnel or is it the system. And right now, I'd be leaning towards it's the personnel if they're not moving the puck. I mean, I'd have to go and look again in terms of if it's the personnel or the system. If it's the system, then it's a thing for the coaches to look at. But if it's the personnel, are they not executing the system? Are they trying to do their own thing? Or are they just looking for, like we've been saying for a while, are they looking for the perfect pass?
I don't know. I'm concerned, but
not every play has to end up on SportsCenter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what was it?
Because they don't show hockey.
That's true. But let's talk about this. I mean, I this is kind of weird, but did you see the big mistake, the oops that the Caps social media account did?
Okay, I think they're trying to make a joke and they screwed it up. But it was funny as hell because they're idiots.
Well, it was social media night at the Cap, so they wanted you to use like Twitter handles on jerseys. They wanted, you know, they did face swap things where you could swap with like TJ Oshie, like a picture of him. And somebody posted a picture on Twitter, and the Cap said, "Hey, nice face swap." And their faces weren't swapped. It was just
They kind of missed that little detail.
A chick and her dad at a Caps game. They said, "Well, that's the joke." But
you're all idiots.
Was it really?
I get what they're trying to do. Sorry, I keep interrupting you. I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to be funny, and they just totally botched it.
I don't think they're trying to be funny. I think they just saw a picture of two people together, and they were like, "Oh, that must be one of our face swap." Or like, I wonder if it was just a robot who was like, "Look, they're going to send us pictures, say nice face swap with a couple emojis." You know, hiring out to a social media company, and when it's two people together, it's a face swap, and to just say that, I don't know. Like, if it was a joke, it came off rather mean and not funny. But for you to be doing social media night at your game, and for you to screw up that bad on social media, it kind of shows that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think that idea for a night is stupid, but that's besides the point. It's not my call. But I do think that it was the whole thing was dumb. Like, they should have just ignored it and been like, they didn't do it correctly.
I don't know what they were thinking, but
or they could have face swapped them for them. That would have been funny.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah, that would have been like, all right, well played.
But, maybe not the smartest thing to do, Caps. Or, hire someone to do the social media that knows what they're doing. And not just look for, you know, key target words, you know, like viral and stuff like that. But whatever. All right, so the Flyers are coming up. It's Wednesday night rivalry night. It's Caps Flyers in Philadelphia. It's the first time the Flyers and the Caps are facing each other this year. It's the first time they're seeing each other since the playoffs during, you know, the incident where all the fans threw stuff on the ice. That crazy series that we saw in the playoffs. But let's talk about the fact that you said earlier that, you know, is it the talent that's not doing their jobs on the ice? This is a good chance, and it's almost a definite thing that we're going to see Andrei Burakovsky back in the first time in three games. What do you think this time away from the ice has done for Burakovsky? Do you think he's going to come out with a little fire under him since he's missed a little bit, and he's going to be up against a Metropolitan rival?
I don't think the rivalry will necessarily cause him to be fired up. I think the fact that he's been out is going to cause him to come out swinging, so to speak. That he's going to come out and he's going to want to impress his coaching staff and tell them, hey, you're not allowed to sit me out again because I'm going to play so well. I found it interesting that they recalled Zach Sanford.
Yes.
Considering the fact that Burakovsky is waiting. I understand they want Sanford to be part of the team, and he was playing very well in Hershey. When they sent him down, he played six games with the Bears. He had 4 goals and 3 assists, so it wasn't like he was struggling in the AHL. And this team, the Capitals right now, are struggling for goals, so it made sense to bring him back up, but you only have so many spots in the lineup. And if Burakovsky plays, it looks like Sanford and Connolly will be the ones that are sitting.
And of course, the Caps have, you know, cap space issues. They have, I think, less than $500 in case anybody goes down.
They like 260 or something.
Yeah,
I imagine someone's going down. They're not going to just hang on to Sanford or sit in the press box, nor Burakovsky or Verano's playing, so he's not going down anytime soon.
I think Verana's here to stay for a little bit. I can expect him maybe like around Valentine's Day, you know, mid-February, he gets sent back down. But I think he's going to be here a little bit. I was confused with the Samford recall because, like you said, Burkowski's already sitting in the press box. Connolly has looked good. I would think if you want to swap out Connolly for Burkowski, then you do that. But to have Samford come back, that puzzles me a little bit. Maybe it's one of those things where it's kind of like Burkowski, like, look, if you don't get better, we have other options, and it's right there in his face.
I was a little surprised, yeah, that they recalled him without sending someone down.
Because, like, well, they can't send down Burkowski or Connolly because they're NHL players, correct? Like,
well, no, they can send them down. They just may be exposed to waivers.
Right, but Connolly's, he's not on, like, a two-way contract, right? He's an NHL full-time.
Some guys, I mean, you can send them down. They just have to be exposed to waivers. So you run the risk of losing them. But I have to imagine that. I mean, Burkowski, they're not going to send down.
Right. No,
I don't imagine. He might still be on a two-way deal, but I don't imagine they send him down. But I think Connolly they could probably send down. He might get through, but I would expect them to be more. If Rana isn't scoring, then he goes down. If Connolly isn't scoring, he goes down because they want these guys to be playing every night. There's no point in either one of them sitting on the bench.
Right. Yeah, so it's a weird spot the Capitals are in right now. But all right, so besides Burkowski, Caps Flyers, they have a long history, a long rivalry. What do you think this game is going to be like tomorrow between these two teams, especially coming off of, you know, Stanley Cup playoff games the last time they saw each other and how those went? I mean, Caps ran into Michael Neuwirth, who they know very well, and I believe he's still hurt for the Flyers, so we won't see him. But
good.
They're coming off of a winning streak just like the Capitals are. So is it going to come down to who's hungrier? I'm hungry right now, but
I think it's going to be a little fun. Yeah, I know, right? You and me both. Here's some dinner. I think it's going to be a little feisty. I think it's going to be a little heated. I mean, it's the Flyers. It's in Philly, so they've got their, you know, crazy, not so nice fans that throw snowballs at Santa or batteries, probably. They'll be there cheering on their stupid team. So I imagine it's going to be a heated one, but I think the Capitals, if they play smart and they stay out of the box, then they ideally they will be okay.
The Caps and the Flyers are very much in the same boat right now. The Flyers, yes, have played way more games than the Capitals, but you know the Capitals potentially have the chance to leapfrog the Flyers in the standings. But my biggest worry is what we saw against Montreal is the offense. Are they going to be able to get more than 21 shots off? I really want to see this team, you know, play four lines deep, get shots on goal, you know, have Kuznetsov do his thing. I mean, he's a guy who has definitely disappeared a little bit this past year. He's looked better, but he's still kind of...
He's got 6 points in his last five games?
Yeah, he's definitely looked better, but
he's waking up.
I've been worried about, but I think this is going to be a great test. The Caps started the season with the Pittsburgh Penguins that was a big test from last year, trying to get that monkey off their back. But this one is another big Eastern Conference challenger. We're probably going to see them in the playoffs if the Capitals make the playoffs. So I think this is going to be a good test to see, you know, see a game that matters in the Caps' mind.
Yeah. It'll be nice to see them get back at it. They've had, you know, a little bit of a break, and they're going to go up against a tough team in a tough place to play. And so I think over the next couple of days, say the next four games, it's going to be telling as to how they're playing. They're playing two good teams and two teams that are struggling.
All right. So anything else we should cover in Caps world?
Carlson missed practice today, that being Tuesday, but it was because he was sick and they're expecting him to play on Wednesday night against those Flyers. That's pretty much it in terms of the big news. I mean, Sanford, like we said, was recalled. Connolly got to sit in the loss to Montreal, but now it seems like Burkowski might be back, and so Sanford may be up in the press box against the Flyers. But, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing right now is just to watch and see and hope that the Caps wake out of this goal-scoring slump and that they are able to start putting in those garbage goals and not try to make everything super, super pretty.
All right, so hopefully the Capitals can do that, get down and dirty with these goals. Hopefully they can get something going. We didn't talk about Braden Holtby, but he looks solid.
He's fine. Grubauer's fine. Grubauer's a little pissy at his teammates. I'm looking at the standings in the conference right now. Five of the top six teams are in the Metro Division. The only other team is Montreal.
And they're solid.
They're fourth.
Yeah.
They're very solid. You have the Rangers, the Penguins, the Blue Jackets, the Canadiens, the Flyers, and the Capitals. But the the amount of games they played throws things into an interesting mix. So it's not like it's necessarily settled as that right now.
There's still plenty of hockey before April. So that'll move all over the place, but
eventually they all have to play the same amount of games.
Right. But the Capitals have some work to do, and luckily for them, they have a few more games than some of the other teams that have already gotten past them. So they can make up some ground, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what they're going to have to do. They got to go out and keep winning those games that they the games they've played less.
All right. Well, hopefully the Caps, they can come out against the Flyers and look great and take them down in Philadelphia and tick off all their fans and not get bracelets thrown at them this time. But, hey, we'll see. So that's it for Caps World. We're about to go down on the farm. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, guys, here we go. We're going down on the farm. Lots of stuff going on with Caps prospects this week. We got lots to talk about. Tell us all about down on the farm, about those Hershey Bears, South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, the past week, Hershey went 1-2 with a win over Springfield. The Bears are currently third in the Atlantic Division with 38 points, three back of first place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. They'll be back at it next Monday in Lehigh Valley, followed by a road game in Syracuse on Wednesday. Now, like you talked about, we got a couple little pieces of Bears news. As forward, Chris Bourque was named the playing captain for the AHL All-Star Classic. Bourque will make his fifth career AHL All-Star appearance, so congratulations to him. But also, they also need to go out to goaltender Vitek Vanacek, as he was named the CCM Hockey AHL Player of the Week. So congratulations are also in order for Mr. Vanacek. This kid looks like he might be a little bit better than we anticipated when we actually saw him at, was it Caps Rookie Camp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a year ago or 2 years ago, we were like, this kid's struggling a little bit. Now he lit up the ECHL. Now he's lighting up the AHL and hopefully helping the Bears to another Calder Cup.
So let me ask you, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
If Grubauer gets taken by Vegas.
Oh, no, they're taking Orlov.
I think so, too. But hypothetically,
if the Caps sign somebody.
You think they'll sign somebody before they?
I think Vanacek gets another year in Hershey.
Okay, it took Holtby like 6 years, I think.
Yeah, but he also had Neuwirth and Varlamov in front of him.
Correct. Yeah,
or Varlamov or whatever his freaking name is.
Varley. Let's just say Varley.
He had those two guys in front of him, whereas it's not quite the same. We have a pretty much entrenched number one. It's just a matter of finding a backup.
Right.
If the Caps were to lose Grubauer, I imagine they would sign a backup first. But if Vanacek has a ridiculous season, it's certainly possible.
This guy looks like something special. He's lighting the world on fire. He did in South Carolina. Now he's doing the same thing in Hershey.
He's a good player. He's doing well. Well, hopefully he keeps it up. Let's head on down to his former team in South Carolina, as the Stingrays went 1-1 with a win and a loss to Norfolk. South Carolina is currently fourth in the South Division with 26 points, nine back of first place Orlando, though the Stingrays have played three less games. So if this was soccer and they won all those games, they'd be tied, because soccer works as a win is 3 points, but it's only two, so it's not quite there, but you know, we're getting closer. They're actually playing at the moment at home against Greenville, with their next game this Friday at the North Charleston Coliseum against Norfolk with two road games next Tuesday and Wednesday against Atlanta and Greenville. In other South Carolina news, the Stingrays will be wearing Capitals-inspired jerseys at all Friday home games. The jerseys are basically the Caps ones, but with the Stingrays logo on the front instead of the Caps one. So it's not like they're kind of like it. Like, it's basically the same thing, and then they just switched out which logo got stitched on. But they're pretty cool looking. The Weagle is on both shoulders, which I didn't understand. We were talking about this before the show. Why is the Hershey Bears logo not on one side and then the Caps on the other? Because they are – I mean, maybe they're not technically the affiliate of the Bears, but they just swapped players. So I'm not understanding why the Bears aren't getting a little representation from the Stingrays. But that's what's going on down on the farm.
The Bears probably aren't getting any recognitions because they didn't pay for those jerseys like the Caps probably did.
You think the Caps paid for them?
I would think, you know, they're somehow bankrolled, right?
Mm.
They're kind of like, hey, do you have any spare jerseys you didn't give away since you didn't have a fan fest this year? And the Caps were
probably... Oh, I knew somehow he's going to bring it all back.
The Caps are like, yeah, absolutely, we got some. Here you go. And they just handed them off. That's what happened.
Shaking my head at you.
No. Should we talk about World Juniors now, since it's prospects, or should we wait for...
Yeah, go ahead, Brandon. That's your show.
All right. So the IIHF World Junior Championships are coming up. I love this. It's right after Christmas. Plenty of hockey to watch. A Caps fan, you know, can watch Caps games, but they also have international hockey. And this year, it's coming from Toronto. And the NHL Network will be showing all U.S. games. So let me just tell you when they play and who they play against coming up. On Monday, December 26th, the Team USA is up against Latvia, and that game is at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, December 28th, they're up against Slovakia at 7:30 at night. Nice primetime game. Thursday, December 29th, they're up against Russia at 3:30. And then on Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, you know, rest up before you go out that night, is going to be USA versus Canada at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, check out the Thursday, December 29th game, because Team USA will be up against Russia, like I said, and that will have a Caps prospect potentially in goal, because however you say his name, Samsonov, the goalie that the Capitals drafted 2 years ago, will be potentially in net. He is a part of the World Junior team. And if you live outside the U.S. or don't care about USA hockey, the NHL Network is showing other games as they air. And we do have two guys on Switzerland that are Caps prospects. Jonas Singenthaler, he is a defenseman. And we have, I have no idea how to say his last name, Damian, I want to say it's Riot, R-I-A-T. He is a
Riot.
Riot.
I made that up.
That sounds like an 80s hair
band. We never pronounce people's names right.
No, it's an 80s hair band. Riot. That's what I think.
Woo!
And if you want to check out those two guys, Switzerland will be up against the Czech Republic on Tuesday, December 27th at Bell Center at 1 o'clock. So it's actually what? Toronto and Montreal is where the World Juniors is coming from. So you can check out that game on the NHL Network. And then Friday, December 30th, it's Denmark versus Switzerland, and that game's at 5 o'clock. So whether you're a Team USA fan or a Caps fan, you can check out some of the prospects coming up in the world and some guys we might potentially see. If Vitek Vanacek does come up to the Caps, who knows, we might have Samsonov donning that Hershey Bears jersey.
Yeah.
In a year or two. But, hey, we'll see.
That kid. I mean, that kid's supposed to be the next big thing. It could be the guy that they go with next go-around if it's time to move on from Holpe.
We'll see. He already has the Stanley Cup equivalent of the KHL.
That's true.
Whatever that Gargarian whatever cup.
I don't know.
I don't know how to say it, but whatever. They
Caps have $237. Cash space right now.
I have no idea what the KHL Cup is called, but I'm sure Vladimir Putin's listening to this conversation right now. And
How dare they make fun of our cup? Hopefully they have through 2019-2020, so they have a little bit of time before they have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's a ways away.
They got some time.
Yeah. Which, actually, it's kind of funny. 2020, so like three more seasons, four more seasons. That might be prime time for Samsonov if he looks good.
There you go.
So that's pretty much it for Down on the Farm. Now let's go around the NHL. Everybody, we're going around the NHL. From what I understand, there is a former Capital in the news, and it's not for the good reason of him doing like something really great. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Yeah, let's begin in Dallas, where forward Cody Eakin was suspended for four games for an illegal hit on Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist. Every woman in the country and in Canada was so upset with Cody Eakin after this. Now, had it been any other player, why are you looking at me confused? Everybody loves Lundqvist because they think he's hot.
But he's not from Canada.
No, but Canada likes hockey is my point.
Yeah, but shouldn't his home country be upset too?
Nah, they think he's fine.
Okay.
They don't care.
All right, well.
Now, the thing is, had it been any other player, he would have been fair to hit. However, as it was a goalie, Eakin violated Rule 42.1, which states that a goalkeeper is not fair game just because he is outside of the goal crease area. Incidental contact is legal provided that the opposing player makes an attempt to avoid the goalie, which Eakin did not. Now, I've watched the video a few times, and the thing is, like, Eakin had a split second to decide as to whether he was going to go for the puck, which he was doing, or to try and go between Lundqvist and the goal, which there was space to do that. Eakin instead went to play the puck and ended up leveling the you-know-what out of Lundqvist and knocked him down pretty. Now, Lundqvist did come back to the game. He was okay. But Eakin made a mistake, and he gets to sit out for it.
It's kind of funny that they would do four games, and Lundqvist came back and finished the game. That's kind of shocking to me that it was strict.
I don't feel like the hit, or maybe would this disagree with something I said last year? Should the injury or potential injury play a part? Like if you go out and you just deck someone
right
in the game, but they're okay, do you not get suspended? Like everybody has different levels of being able to handle injuries. And so if a player gets hit in the head and they've never had a concussion before, they're less likely to get a concussion than someone who's had one or two or three or seven or right. whatever concussions. So I don't think the injury should play a part in the rule or the suspension or whatever the punishment may be for said move. It should be the hit itself. Now, so Eakin hitting Lundqvist should not affect Eakin's suspension. The fact of the matter is Eakin could have either gone for the puck. He could have reached out for the puck and then avoided hitting Lundqvist by just putting himself into the boards. Or he could have just gone between Lundqvist and the goal and skated right past him and tried to intercept the puck. That was also a viable option. But what he chose to do was not a smart play, and he got to sit out for it.
Okay.
Now, he wasn't the only one doing something stupid, as Ottawa forward Mike Hoffman was suspended for two games for cross-checking San Jose forward Logan Couture. Hoffman not only cross-checked him, but he cross-checked him in the head.
Good.
That's
God.
Not nice.
That's not good at all.
That's not smart. And if you're dumb, you don't get to play, so he got to have a seat for two games. And finally, San Jose defenseman Mark-Edward Vlasic, or the man that Jeremy Roenick used to call Pickles, he was fined $5,000 for dangerous use of the stick against Ottawa defenseman Erik Karlsson. There's no video, so I don't really know what that means, but I'm assuming that Vlasic did something stupid and he got fined a little bit of money. That's the news from the past week in the NHL.
Wow, plenty of stuff going on. Busy week.
People doing dumb stuff. I was going to say a different word, and dumb I had to stop myself. I was saying a different word. That starts with the letter S.
It's a family show.
Family show. my bad. I stopped it before I did something stupid.
All right, guys. If you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
Don't find me. Leave me alone.
That's rude.
Sorry. We always do the same thing, and I was like, I'll mix it up. I'm going to throw it out there on him. You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also occasionally find me and maybe find some of my old writings at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which, Brandon, have you gotten the Capitals bobblehead? Brandon, have you gotten the Capitals Funko?
It's not Christmas yet. I have not gotten it.
We haven't had any new bobblehead news in any of the Capitals affiliates. That's the thing. They go back with some of the old bobbleheads. You can find some ones from the affiliates, but we don't have any new ones up at CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
I will, but everyone on Twitter, send Coach Dan as many GIFs as you can, because let me tell you, he loves those little animated things.
I tried to send one to someone the other day, and it didn't move. I was very upset. I totally botched it. It was moving when I copied it from the internet.
Why are you copying it from the internet? There's a GIF button on Twitter.
Because I want to use certain ones.
So you look them up.
There's a GIF button on Twitter. I know there's one on iMessage now. I didn't know there was one on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
People out there are like, God, this guy's an idiot.
How old are they?
What is he doing?
Why does everyone listening to us sound like Napoleon Dynamite?
What's going on?
All right, guys. Go over to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and Brando Cash Entertainment. Go over to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Like us over there and follow us on Twitter at What the Puck Pod. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Guys, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sportsport Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show, write an iTunes review, let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Pokemon Go. And
I don't think that's a thing anymore, man.
Pokemon Go's dead?
I don't hear people talking about it anymore.
No, I need something else.
You really don't.
Uber, Lyft, listen to the show.
Hey, if you want to tell them to put it on in the car.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine. All the places they can listen to us at.
Brandon, have you ever used an Uber or a Lyft?
I have not.
Me either. I was going to ask you what the difference is, but I don't think you or I are.
One has a pink mustache.
No, I mean, I know the difference in their logos, sort of, but... Never mind.
Supposedly, Uber.
This bit was going to go somewhere, and then it didn't.
Uber's losing a huge, huge amount of money, but they're just waiting for other companies that do the same thing to die off, so they can charge whatever they want. That's what I've heard.
I have a car.
Me too. I hate driving though. Oh, well. All right, so until we talk again, there's plenty of stuff to watch on TV. On Wednesday, December 21st, the Capitals are up against the Flyers in Philadelphia. That game is at 8 o'clock, and it's on NBC Sports Nationwide. And then on Friday, December 23rd, the Capitals are back home against Tampa Bay. That game's at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that locally on Comcast Sportsnet. Then the Caps have off for the holidays, 3-day weekend, and then they travel up to New York against the Islanders, and that game's at 7 o'clock. You can watch that locally on Comcast Sportsnet. So, lots of stuff going on. Everybody out there, have a very safe and happy holiday season, whatever you celebrate. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. If you celebrate something else, I apologize for not knowing that. But if you don't celebrate anything, have a great weekend. I'm going to be spending Christmas at a bar watching the Ravens beat the Steelers. That's my plan. But that's about it.
All right. Bit of an assumption there, buddy.
They're going to win. Don't care. All right, I just love seeing Pittsburgh teams lose.
It's gonna happen. You can't tell me otherwise.
It's my favorite thing. I love watching Pittsburgh teams lose. All right, guys, that's pretty much it for the show this week. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Have a great time this weekend. Enjoy some Caps hockey, some Team USA hockey, some World Juniors hockey. Plenty of hockey. Lots of ice going down. All right, guys. That's it for the show this week. Everybody say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.